אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hello, Australia. I think we'll start with the Sydney lockdown, the two-week Sydney lockdown, which we're halfway through. The school holiday plans had put in disarray. Schools were shut, of course, in Sydney. Jewish school students were isolated in several schools. And the rest of the community is in lockdown for another week at least. And then we'll have to see what happens. As the Jewish news went to press, Bondi became the state's largest cluster since the COVID pandemic began, with the number of cases rising to more than 160. Since the lockdown measures were announced previous Friday, students and staff from Emmanuel School and Mount Sinai College found themselves in isolation after a pupil and a parent respectively tested positive for COVID-19. On Sunday night, Emmanuel School informed parents that a high school student had the virus, and it caused all secondary staff and students to self-isolate for the whole school holidays. And on Saturday night, Mount Sinai College told parents that a member of the school community had tested positive. And three kosher venues in Sydney, a Jewish-owned cafe in Bondi Beach, and several businesses frequently visited by members of the Jewish community in Sydney's eastern suburbs, have also been announced as exposure sites, with authorities urging anyone who visited them to get tested and follow the health advice. Now, these include Pitta Mix and Poke Mix, which are in Rose Bay, Double Bay, and Life Cafe, which is in Bondi Beach, and they've had to close down completely. The Jewish Board of Deputies, New South Wales President Leslie Berger, has urged the community to comply with the health orders and be vaccinated at the first opportunity they can. I should also mention that there are support services available, particularly for the elderly or the isolated. Jewish Care New South Wales, Jewish House, Our Big Kitchen, COA Sydney, and KM Cares, which is Kehilat Masada's welfare arm. These are some of the organisations that are offering essential services. They can help with things like getting groceries and, of course, toilet paper, which is a big issue again in the eastern suburbs, or anything else that people might need. Help is available.
And we are talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Weekly Jewish Update with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, before we move on, I would like to talk about the ABC, but something that is very amazing, I think very important, that New South Wales Labour frontbencher Walt Secord completed his conversion to Judaism.
Yes, this is a very lovely story. He's had a long association with the Jewish community, but now he's made it official. Following 15 months of study and private Hebrew lessons, the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel deputy chair completed his conversion through Emmanuel Synagogue on June the 10th. And days later, his fiancée and partner of 7 years, Julia Levitina, along with close friends, attended his naming ceremony, where he took on the Hebrew name Avraham. He said it was quite an emotional and wonderful several days, and after appearing before the progressive movement's Beth Din, he said he undertook the ritual immersion at Parsley Bay, and it happened to be on the coldest day in Sydney for 37 years. So he said, it was so cold that I have to admit it, it was the most rapid but thorough reciting of the Shema Yisrael I have ever done. It also means that he and Julia can get a Jewish wedding, so they'll be married under the chuppah in October. Secord emigrated to Australia in September 1988, and he even worked at the Jewish News between 1988 and 1991. But he actually was born in Canada, and he's a Native American, and he grew up in rural southern Canada on a First Nation Indian reserve, where his childhood mentor was a Holocaust survivor, and that made a huge influence on him. And he says, so I've been connected to the Jewish community since my childhood. It's about a 50-year connection, but it's been a process that he's been thinking about for a very, very long time.
So mazel tov to Avraham Walt Secord. And Shane, I'm going back to the ABC. So did the ABC apologise to the Jewish community? What is the latest?
So there's a bit of a difference of opinion or misinterpretation by one side or the other, between which emerged from a meeting earlier between the ABC and head office personnel and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. So the ABC has denied that they apologised to the Executive of Australian Jewry's recent coverage, ABC's recent coverage of the Israel-Hamas conflict, labelling ECAJ's recent statement on its meeting with the broadcaster deeply disappointing. So the Jewish News reported the previous week that ECAJ had claimed that Managing Director David Anderson readily acknowledged, quote, many errors for which he apologised, end quote, and was keen to explore specific constructive steps to prevent a recurrence of problems that were raised by ECAJ to improve the quality of the ABC's news coverage. But the ABC subsequently stated its position was misinterpreted and addressed that in reality, Anderson had acknowledged a small number of minor errors, mostly around the nuance in the use of contested terms about the conflict. But when asked what the ABC misrepresented, a spokesperson insisted Anderson had not apologised. But this week, ECAJ President Gillian Segal and co-CEO Peter Wertheim doubled down on their version of what happened, telling the Jewish News, there is clearly a difference of interpretation concerning certain statements that were made during the discussion, which was conducted in good faith by all parties, and we stand by the accuracy of our report, they said, and we remain focused on continuing our dialogue with the ABC. And meanwhile, the ABC has also responded to multiple complaints about the lack of balance in the Q&A episode called Trauma and Truth-Telling, which focused on the conflict. The concerns were raised over the predominantly pro-Palestinian slant of the panel, with no Jewish or Israeli voices represented. So the ABC has insisted they were satisfied that a range of principal relevant perspectives were presented on the issue and that no one view was unduly favoured. However, the ABC also told us that they had invited Alex Rivkin and also Israeli Ambassador Jonathan Peled to participate in the program. And Rivkin, however, told the Jewish News that when he was invited initially to participate, he interpreted that to mean that he could be a panel member, which he accepted. But then it was clarified to him by the ABC that he would not be on the panel, he would just be in the audience. And the Israeli embassy also confirmed that Jonathan Peled had been only invited to participate as an audience member. And so Rivkin told us the decision to exclude Jewish Australian perspectives from the actual panel has caused great distress. There's also been a call from Senator for South Australia, Alex Antic, about the ABC. He actually launched a petition last week calling on the Australian government to appoint a public broadcasting ombudsman to monitor the operations of the ABC.
Shane, before we conclude our chat today, Zvi and Iti Ainsworth from Sydney, they've been living in Sydney, I think, for 20 years, are among the 150 people possibly perished in the collapse of the 12-story apartment building in Florida.
Yeah, very tragic. They were amongst people in the building, which was completely destroyed. So Zvi and Iti Ainsworth are in their 60s, and they're Americans, but they did live in Australia for two decades. So speaking to the Jewish News last Wednesday, Rabbi Nochum Shapiro, president of the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales, said the entire Australian Jewish community was rallying behind family, and he said there are no words to express the pain in the community feels in relation to the entire tragedy.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.